Action indeed is the sole medium of expression for ethics. Jane Addams. America is great because our culture and government is improved by public service. It has taken me a long time to realize what makes America great. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness have always been words in my head, but I've come to believe that America's true power lies in how we can help each other out. The U.S. is constantly moving. Our free market system and basic freedoms to do what we like has streamlined our economy, provided us with jobs, money, connections, and ultimate livelihood, and that is great, but another value that America has given me is a sense of community. While I value individual freedoms, I also value our nation's sense of civic duty. Public service is the greatest example of civic duty. Whether it is teaching, using your public library, volunteering, or lobbying, you are serving the public and building America's strength as an institution. First, America is made great by our strong public institutions. Libraries, for example. There is no other place free and open to all Americans where we can congregate and educate. Public libraries are institutions that have allowed and will continue to allow Americans to have opportunities through books, internet, meeting groups, and other types of exposure to our community and greater world. Andrew Carnegie's first job was changing bobbins in a factory in Pittsburgh, but he worked his way up to owning the most extensive steel industry in the U.S. With his fortune, Carnegie funded over 3,000 public libraries throughout the U.S. and provided a form of inexhaustible wealth for all Americans, knowledge. Carnegie is an example of an American who had a unique vision of how he wanted to serve the public and worked his way out of poverty so he could do so. Volunteerism is very American. People joining together to help one another out at one's own free will is what makes America great. My uncle told me a story about a friend whose wife had a medical illness and a group of friends made dinner for their family every day for a couple of weeks. When my uncle told his European relative this, she said, "That kind of thing doesn't really happen here. The state takes care of you, which is great, but that kind of thing doesn't happen." Every country and culture has its methods of charitable giving, but there is something really special about the way volunteerism brings Americans together at their own free will. It builds community and reminds us of how as people, young and old, we have the ability to make a difference. Public service often takes the form of jobs in our society. It has always amazed me that people will dedicate their careers and livelihood to making our community and country a better place. Doctors, policemen, government workers, and teachers are examples of people who do strenuous and difficult jobs, not necessarily for the pay, but simply because they have a commitment to making our community better. Take teachers. I take Democratic Roots, a required course for all students in my grade at my local public school. My teacher has us engage in debates about libertarian, categorical, and utilitarian philosophies and how they apply to our military, tax dollars, and how our school is running. This is one example of how schools and teachers, servants of the public, are forming a better democracy and making us young people more free and aware of our rights. Last, advocacy is key to what makes America great. Anyone can make an organized attempt to influence their legislators and thus change an aspect of their community. This not only brings people together through rallies and marches and petitions, but it protects our society's ability to change. Even if you are fighting for the opposite of what I believe in, you are still serving the public and building America's strength as an institution. The system is designed to be strengthened by many different views in many different walks of life. People can make more informed decisions with many different perspectives, and every single person can take those informed decisions and vote with them to get the resources they need to make their community better. Our diversity makes it so we are always changing, and advocacy is a key piece of that. In conclusion, by serving the public, we can change our society and form a better union. We have influence and power as people because we can change each other by bringing people together. Whether it is contributing to your public institutions, volunteering, working, or advocating, you are making your community better and building America's strength as an institution. America is great because we can help each other out.